Welcome back to Epilogues and Unpacking of the Weekly Haftarah. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This week we're going to be looking at the Haftarah of Parshas Kedoshim. The Haftarah is from Yechezkel Perek Chof Beis, Pasuk Aleph to Tes Zion. This is a very harsh Haftarah, and we'll get into a little bit of the history of the halachic history of the Haftarah at the end. But just understand the Haftarah itself. What is this Haftarah? What is it all about? This is a Haftarah which is very, very harsh. And it describes a prophecy Hashem gives to Yechezkel in the waning days of Jerusalem, just before its destruction. Remembering that Yechezkel is a prophet who already has been exiled from Jerusalem before its destruction. He is prophesizing from Babylon, from afar. He is talking about the spiritual decrepit nature of Jerusalem. And he describes the following. He says, V'ata ben adam, Hashem says to Yechezkel, Hasishpoit es ir adamirim. Will you judge the city of blood? V'adaites kol tavaseh, and you should make known all of its disgraces, all of its improprieties. And he goes on to describe all these terrible things that have happened in Jerusalem. It's an ir shofech es dam besocha, it's a city in which blood is spilt within it. And it describes a city of Astar Gilulim Olea. There are idols within it, the Tameah, to make it impure. And it just goes on to describe all these terrible, terrible things. You've now reached, because of this, you've reached the time, it's almost like the time is up. And it's going to be a disgrace, a kolsa, and a praise for all the lands. The near and the far will find praise in Jerusalem until the time they will come of its ending. And it just goes on to describe how disgusting it was. Ish lezaroi hayubach leman shfeich dam. Children born to spill blood in it. Ava aim haykeilu bach. Father and mother were lenient in their actions in it. Lager osu ba'oishek besoicheich. They oppressed the immigrant, those who converted to Judaism. Yosal va'amona honubach. They took advantage of the orphans and the widows. You desecrated my holy things. And you desecrated my Shabbos. And Shei Rochil Hoyubach. It was a city of tale bearing and slander, Leman Shvachtam, which led to the spilling of blood. And it goes on to describe all the things, the Zimoy Abasaychech, the infidelity which happened, Ervas of Gilobach, Timeas Nanida Inubach, the immoral relationships, the incest, the overcoming or breaking the boundaries of Nida. There was everything. Shochad Lachubach Laman Shvoichdam. And again, bribes, which led to bloodshed as well. And you have forgotten God, speaking to Jerusalem. And as a function of this, because of this, all this corruption in the city, then in that way, Hashem says, it's going to be a short time before my word will come out, and I'm going to scatter you, Jerusalem, among the nations. I'm going to sow you around the world. And I'm going to end the impurity in you, and therefore you're going to be owned by others, and you will know that I am Hashem. It's a very, very harsh Haftarah. I'd like to read the words of Rav Hirsch in his introduction to the Haftarah, Rabbi Dr. Mendel Hirsch, the son of Rabbi Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, who says the following. The Haftarah takes us to the last days of Yerushalayim and shows us a picture of moral decay, quite a contrast to God's Torah, the life that God's Torah wishes to create in Israel. Moral decay in personal life, family life, social life, unrestrained reign of egotism, an inordinate pursuit of pleasure, uncurbed licentiousness and shameless acts of violence, even murder, was characteristic of private and public life. The supreme power of the state was completely in the service of the depraved people in power. The kingdom of Yehuda had sunk, if not below, at least the level of the surrounding nations. Now the land designated to be the means of the development of pure humanity was forced to spew out its inhabitants. The impurity could only be expunged and the original purity regained in the harsh school of suffering. few questions, points to ponder in the Haftarah itself, when it describes that the nations, you'll be praised among the nations. It describes for kolsa. What does that mean? Keles, says the Mitzvah Sion, means mockery. Inyan la'ag. That means to say, as the Malbim explains, that whenever they mention Jerusalem, it'll be a shameful name in public. People will talk about you and be confused, and they'll praise themselves, and they'll say, you know, we're better than Jerusalem, at least. Because Jerusalem used to be the metropolis of spiritual and the spiritual center of the world, and now it's this place falling apart, nothing to talk about as well. Rashi says that, explains that it was supposed to be that you are a special nation, but you have sullied that name, you have destroyed it, and therefore people will praise themselves in comparison to what you should have been as well. Actually written in the 1800s, Mark Twain wrote a book when he visited the Holy Land called Innocents Abroad, and on page 559 he describes, among his descriptions of visiting Jerusalem, and I quote, "Rags, wretchedness, poverty and dirt, those signs and symbols that indicate the presence of Muslim rule more surely than the crescent flag itself abound. Lepers, cripples, the blind, the idiotic assail you at every hand. And they know but one language, apparently the eternal bakshish. To see the numbers of maimed, malformed, and diseased humanity that throng the holy places and obstruct the gates, one might suppose that the ancient days had come again, and the angel of the Lord was expected to descend at any moment to stir the waters of Bethesda. Jerusalem is mournful and dreary and lifeless. I would not desire to live here." That was just 100 years before Jerusalem became really the center again as the Jewish people returned to her. It's interesting to point out that there is a refrain in the Haftarah. That means to say there's a phrase which keeps coming up again and again and again, and that is the phrase of Leman Shafoich Dam, spilling of blood. All the other things, whether it's the tail-bearing, whether it's the bribery, leads to the spilling of blood. Why is that relevant? So the Malbim explains that this is because the blood which is spilling was also as a function of their sins, meaning the reason the blood is spilled is because of what they did. And in fact, the Malbim explains that it may be that they can come to terms with the Bein Adam Lamakom, they can fix their relationship with Hashem, but as long as their corruption is social, there's no way to fix that. Unless they create a society which is reflective of God on earth, which is respect, love, and equilibrium within society, being able to live with others, then there's no possibility of fixing that. You can't do teshuvah and say sorry to God for killing, hurting, maiming, taking advantage of others. That is a failure of humanity to express HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah in the most basic of forms in creating a society. This is such a sharp Haftarah that, in fact, the Gemara describes that Rabbi Eliezer would refrain from translating this parak in Nach. So when this was read out loud, he stopped people from translating it into Aramaic, which was the lingua franca in the Middle East for many years, and that is because it is so harsh, which in fact is why it is read so infrequently. Most of the times when you have a double parasha, Achrei Moed and Kedoshim, as an example, when you have a double parasha together, you read the Haftarah, the second parasha. So if you have Bahar B'chuk Ha'asai, you read B'chuk Ha'asai. When it comes to this, the Haftarah of Achrei Moed, which is from Amos, is the one that is read, even though Kedoshim is the second parasha, which is from Yechezkel, which is this Haftarah, which is because it is so harsh. And in fact, even when the two parashas are found alone, most of the time this Haftarah is not read either, because either it is Shabbos HaGadol, and this Haftarah is replaced with Shabbos HaGadol from Malachi, or is Erev Rosh Chodesh, and it's replaced with the Haftarah from Sefer Shmuel. Which means that most of the time it's not read. In fact, the parashas Kedoshim is only by itself without another supplanting Haftarah, once in the average of 20 years. So in the year 2024, Tavshin Pei Dalet, last time it was read was actually 27 years before it. So it's been quite a while since it was actually read. And even when it is read, there is dispute. In fact, the Minag in Yerushalayim itself was not to read it even once every 20 plus years when it came out by itself because of the severity of it. And that is why you will. There is the Minag in Yerushalayim to repeat the Haftarah of Achrei Moed, which is also harsh, the end of Amos, but it isn't critiquing Jerusalem specifically as well. Some have had the Minag to do this as well, to repeat the Haftarah of Achrei Moed rather than to do Kedoshim as well. It's worthwhile also noting that there are poskim who suggest that the Haftarahs are switched. You'll see in some Haftarah books and some Chumashim that in fact it is the switch around, which means to say that the Torah of Achrei Moses is considered this one from Yechezkel, and the one from Amos is the one in Kedoshim, and therefore Kedoshim is the one that's actually read, and Achrei Moses is the one is not read as well. Either way, it's surrounding the same issue, and that is the incredibly harsh critique of Jerusalem just before its destruction, reflecting a very morally impoverished nation, a nation that can't govern itself. And unfortunately, that's the telltale sign of internal decay, which leads to external decay. As the Midrash describes, that when Nebuchadnezzar came to destroy Jerusalem, he ground already ground flour. That means to say that Jerusalem had already been vacated spiritually, and therefore was just a shell that was being destroyed externally as well. Very, very terrifying ideas, which reflects the moral decay described in both Parshas Achrei Moses and Kedoshim, of a society of licentiousness. And this is the result. We hope never to have to see this again. Have a wonderful and meaningful day and a beautiful Shabbat.